It's, what time is it? After 7:30. It's, oh my goodness, it's about 8:20 in the evening. And I have to stay awake so as to be able to collect my daughter at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yes, she's going out for a good time with her friends this evening. And of course, she doesn't want to take a car with her. So I have been nominated, or I have been, what's the word, voluntold to be the designated driver, and I've got to stay awake for, well, there's about 5 more hours. Oh, I made a speech today. It was called Joking Apart, and it's a speech for a Toastmasters speech contest, and it's meant to be humorous. And you know, the worst thing to give me is to say to me, "Paul, prepare a humorous speech." I'm able to be humorous in an informal way, but if you tell me to talk about something that will be humorous, I find that wretchedly hard. Yeah, wretchedly hard. Anyway, I did it, and I'm happy enough. I'll give it a couple of times before our Blarney, that's the name of the club I'm a member of, Blarney Toastmasters holds its annual humorous speech contest. So I don't know what else happened today. I tell you, an awful lot of rain fell today. Oh, now here's the interesting thing. I went to see a consultant today about my prostate. Yes, an expert on prostates. And the good news is that he says it doesn't look like it's as serious as my general practitioner, GP, thought it was. But my GP never told me he thought it was serious. I suppose he wouldn't have sent me to a consultant if he didn't think it was serious. But anyway, the matter is moving forward. And I was thinking during the day, oh my goodness, I'm driving down to see this consultant. They're going to do tests. Well, what happens if they discover that I'm loaded with cancer and that I've only got a few months to live, or that I have to have a huge operation? But fortunately, that isn't the case. Now, I have heard that people can die from prostate cancer, and I certainly don't want to die. But anyway, I've just been very relaxed about going to see the consultant. He was very nice and chirpy. His name was Professor Philip, and he called himself Phil, which I thought was rather nice as a little touch to build rapport with me. Anyway, what else can I say about today other than that I went walking with a group of people, a sort of walking group, for your, I suppose you'd say, for your mental health. Yes, a kind of opportunity I was given as I recovered from chronic depression. I was given an opportunity to join a Monday a walking group, and that this would be almost like, it isn't mindful walking, that would be to elevate it to a much higher status or a much more different status than it really is. But a number of us, how many, about 8 of us, went walking in a place called Llanthorn, and we went walking in a what's really a bird reservation. There was a hide there, a place you could see out, see birds. I suppose there were, it's the sort of place that twitchers go to. Twitchers is a word used in the UK for bird watchers. Might be used in Ireland as well. I don't know. What do you call people who go around photographing birds and collecting photographs of birds. I think it must be a lovely activity, actually. Provided you're into photography. Excuse me for yawning. I really am tired because I had to be up, well, this morning at 7:15, and I have to keep going until probably about 1:30. Anyway, look, who am I to complain? I haven't got much to complain about. Anything else, really, today? Oh, look, I'm a bit out of energy, so perhaps I should go and eat some food. So here we are. That's it. Thanks for tuning in to another fragment of my life. Tis quite a good activity, though, to take up recording a snippet out of your life every day. Goodness knows what you'd want to do with it. But I'm podcasting them, which is a good way of preserving them. Okay, Paul O'Mahony out.